It never ceases to amaze me how much people talk about relationships, think about them, read about them, ask about them, even get in them without a clue how to move them forward. For sure, if there's anything I've discovered during my journey here on God's earth, it's this. A. Too many women are clueless about men. B. Men get away with a whole lot of stuff in relationships because women have never understood how men think. And C. I've got some valuable information to change all of that. I discovered this when my career transitioned to radio with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Back when my show was based in Los Angeles, I created a segment called Ask Steve, during which women could call in and ask anything they wanted to about relationships. Anything. At the very least, I thought, Ask Steve would lead to some good comedy, and at first, that's pretty much what it was all about for me, getting to the jokes. But it didn't take me long to realize that what my listeners, mostly women, were going through wasn't really a laughing matter. They had dozens of categories of needs and concerns in their lives that they were trying to get a handle on. Dating, commitment, security, family baggage, hopes for tomorrow, spirituality, in-law drama, body image, aging, friendships, children, work-home balance, education. You name the topic, somebody asked me about it. And heading up the list of topics women wanted to talk about was, you guessed it, men. My female listeners really wanted answers to how to get out of a relationship, what they're putting into it. On those Ask Steve segments, and later through the Strawberry Letters segment I do on the current incarnation of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, women have made clear that they want an even exchange with men. They want their love to be reciprocated in the same way they give it. They want their romantic lives to be as rewarding as they make them for their potential mates. They want the emotions that they turn on full blast to be met with the same intensity, and they expect the premium that they put on commitment to be equally adhered to, valued, and respected. The problem for all too many women who call into my radio show, though, is that they just can't get that reciprocation from men. And women then end up feeling disappointed, disenfranchised, and disillusioned by their failed relationships. When I step back from the jokes, and the microphone gets turned off, and the lights in the studio go down, and I think about what women ask me every morning on my show, I get incredibly perplexed. Perplexed because even though my callers have all presumably had some experience with men, whether they're friends, boyfriends, lovers, husbands, fathers, brothers, or co-workers, these women still genuinely want to know how to get the love they want, need, and deserve. I've concluded that the truths they seek are never as obvious to them as they are to us men. Try as they might, women just don't get us. With this in mind, I stopped joking around and got very real with my audience. Through my answers, I started imparting wisdom about men. Wisdom gathered from working more than half a century on one concept, how to be a man. I also spent countless hours talking to my friends, all of whom are men. They are athletes, movie and television stars, insurance brokers and bankers, guys who drive trucks, guys who coach basketball teams, ministers and deacons, Boy Scout leaders, store managers, ex-cons, inmates, and yes, even hustlers. And one simple thing is true about each of us. We are very simple people, and all basically think in a similar way. When I filter my answers through that lens of how men view relationships, the women in my audience start to understand why the complexities and nuances they drag into each of their relationships with the opposite sex really serve them no justice. I teach them very quickly that expecting a man to respond to them the way a woman would is never going to work. They then realize that a clear-eyed, knowing approach to dealing with men on their terms, on their turf, in their way, can, in turn, get women exactly what they want. Indeed, my advice for the folks who called in on the Ask Steve segment of the Steve Harvey Morning Show became so popular